Sunday Afternoon Classics with Gandalf, with our guests, Sophie Dunay, who is a singer, a songwriter, and a composer, among many other things, as well as Dominic Duval, who is a cellist par excellence, who has come all the way up here to be with Sophie and to perform on this program. So in just a moment, we are going to begin our program.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Crystal Run Village, services and advocacy for people living with intellectual disabilities and spectrum disorders, crvi.org, and from Van Gorder's Furniture, now, with showrooms in these, historic right? downtown Honesdale and scenic Lake Wallenpaupack, on the web at vangorders.com.
Well, we've just heard our guests performing, and I want to welcome Sophie Dunaire and Dominic Duval to WJFF's Monday Afternoon Classics with Gandalf. How exciting. That really was, thank you so much. That was a wonderful way to open the program. And I really appreciate, I appreciate the fact that both of you came here. And, Sophie, of course, is, traveling here from Sweden, from, how do you pronounce it? Gothenburg?
Well, Gothenburg is the English version of it.
How do you say it?
Göteborg. Yeah, try to say that. Göteborg.
Göteborg.
Yeah.
And I came here from further away. I came from Huntington, Long Island, by car, which I probably could have flown here.
And it was all my fault that I've taken the blame, and I'm really sorry about that. But, well, anyway, we are here, and wow, what a pleasure it is that to have you both here. Sophie, maybe you'd just like to tell us a few words about yourself, and then Dominic, maybe you'd tell us, you know, something about yourself. So,
well, I've been on this show a few times already while being, you know, been sitting in Sweden, and you know, you've been generous enough to giving me a couple of radio shows earlier, as I said. So I'm very happy to be here, Gandalf. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
I am a composer, arranger, and singer from Sweden. And the reason I'm here also is because I'm going to meet up with my label, Big Round Records, Parma Recordings, outside Boston, because I have a recording going, Seat of My Soul, string quartet. All music written by myself. It's partly sort of jazz and contemporary. So today we will be presenting some of that as well. You know, this fantastic collaboration with spontaneously invited guest Dominic Duval, who's a bass player genius, obviously. and as well, we have some tracks from my new recording with an experimental, brilliant pianist from Paris, Guy Livingston. So we have several big selection of my music today, and I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Well,
Dominic,
we're very excited to have you, and thank you for thinking of Dominic, because that makes it even more exciting. So, Dominic?
My name is Dominic Duval, and I'm from New York City. Grew up here. One of the jazz people, jazz world that I lived in. I've been playing music now for some 60 years, and Sophie came to my attention through a mutual friend of ours, Bob Rouge, who runs CIMP Records. I believe we're both yeah. record for this record label. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do some standards. Unfortunately, we never had the opportunity, but I've been following Sophie for years, and her, and we both have this thing about string quartets. I've done a number of string quartets on my own. She's done some, so the strings have kind of kept us together. She writes beautifully. I'd like to actually be in one of her string quartets one day. Maybe you can augment it someday to being a quintet. And my music is available, God, everywhere. I've played with Cecil Taylor for 10 years. That's my best gig that I had. It's like the Rolls Royce of gigs. And, I'm very happy to be here with for your station and with Sophie, and I'm really enjoying this.
Well, thank you very much for coming here. I know that it was a difficult ride, but you got here, and we really appreciate it very, very much, and it's a pleasure to have you here. And we're going to hear more in a little while. What did you introduce the program with today? What was the piece?
Naima.
John Coltrane.
It's one of my favorite pieces, Naima.
Yeah, John Coltrane composition. I saw John do that, by the way, in 1965. And he did a 20-minute improvisation on it, and it just about changed most of my perception of music at that point.
Where did you see him?
At the Village Gate.
We were supposed to see him, it seems to me. I was teaching in Canada at the time, and he was supposed to be performing in, I think, Toronto, and he died.
Yeah, well, that was kind
of... never got to hear
those kind of things happen.
I know they do.
Yeah, well, I've seen them quite a few times because living in New York City, I had an opportunity to our paths crossed quite a few times. So,
well, it really is a pleasure to listen to you and to have you here. And I think what we'll do now is we'll go into some of Sophie's compositions and then we'll come back and maybe do some more duets if that's all right with you. And so let's just, Sophie, why don't we begin with what you want to begin with? Tell us a little bit about
I would suggest that we continue on the line of jazz, and one of my favorite composers, Thelonious Monk, I made an arrangement of Well, You Needn't for strings. So we could put that one.
Okay, do you want to tell us something about this?
It's first of all, it's track number 8, and I simply arranged this piece of mine for string quartet, and the reason I choose this one is because it's very angular. I love angular melodies.
What do you
mean? I can express myself a lot with angular melodies.
What do you mean by that term?
Angular melodies?
Yeah.
Well, angular is angular. Lots of intervals, up and down, you know, very low, very high. In the middle, you play around. You have the whole, you have the whole spectrum of colors in your voice. Mm-hmm. Because if you only stay in one area, there's not a lot of stuff going on, mm-hmm. you know. And Thelonious Monk has a lot of angular melodies.
He does use that type of those type of motifs. His melodies span a great the bar line, an octave and a half, two octaves. For a singer to actually do that, it's quite difficult, and it takes a very person with a very large range, long range, to be able to do that. And I think Sophie's got all the talent she needs to take care of that.
Okay, and what's the name of this piece again?
Well, You Needn't.
Well, You Needn't. And who is performing on this?
The Calino String Quartet, with whom I did the record in London, and myself.
Okay,
one other thing. Sophie arranged all this music as well. She didn't compose it, but she arranged it, and that's really the whole gist of this album.
All right. I want to make sure I'm playing on the right album here. And Well, You Needn't. That's number 8. Okay. I got it. We're going to do this.
By the way, Sophie, just tell them what record is off of the record label and where they can get it.
Well, this is.
Yeah, it's on Big Round Records, Parma Recordings, and the release is actually tomorrow. So I will, you know, have a meeting. And, as I said, my website, you can get all the information, sophiedenier.com. And the title of the CD is The City of My Soul.
Okay.
Sophie Denier and the Calino String Quartet.
Okay. And here we go. If I've got this right, this is Well, You Needn't.
Be a man for a baby. You never get something for nothing. You ought to get something. The hope is constantly changing from day to night and night to day. From black to white and white to gray. With all your might to try to stay on top of it all. But drop by the bone, lose the bone, and fall off the face of it. You wanna get out of the beat of the screen.
Okay, we have just heard Well You Needn't, a piece that was arranged. How do you put this? You didn't actually write this piece, is that right? Or you did?
Excuse me?
No, I thought Dominic
said. I wish she did this way. We would not be here. We'd be like sitting in a limousine somewhere. Yeah. Like.
Oh, man, what a pity.
I arranged it. I made an arrangement.
Of it. Okay. I just wanted to get that straight.
And I got a helicopter to take us up here.
Well, get busy.
but the next one coming up, I wrote.
Okay, and we're going to get to that in a minute, which is Bernardo's
Dream.
Why
dream.
Do I feel like we're like the Wayne's brothers?
I don't even know who they are.
But
I
you
don't
know, this
I'm not worthy.
No,
I'm not worthy.
Would you say, Gandalf?
This brings up an interesting question, and I know you hate to talk about this, and in a way I do too, because music is music. Yeah. But it seems to me that the genres have now become integrated with each other to the extent that. There's no real thin line between one genre and another genre, and I find that fascinating. I don't know how you think about it, but
well, I feel that I like huge playgrounds. I always loved a lot of different kinds of music. I have a music palette, like a painting palette, and then I use it to make music, and that's it. I listen to a lot of different things, everything from jazz to contemporary music. I love Stravinsky, for example. He's one of my heroes.
You mentioned that last night when we were talking. Yes.
Yes, yes. I said that I feel there's everything that I like is in his music, especially the sort of ragtime-ish directions that he's taking or that he took. And there was a lot of composers who did that at that time. And for me, it fits my taste at the moment. But we change all the time, you know. That's why I'm surprised why people sometimes get criticized for being inconsistent, because I think as people we are changing all the time. So why in music should we just stay the same all the time? It's anti-natural.
You won't get
we
any...
We have different eras of our lives, and painters and musicians do. It's completely natural, and that's a red line in itself.
Well, I'd like to interject one of my favorite quotes from Marcel Duchamp. He says, I force myself to contradict myself so I don't fall prey to my own tastes.
Was he thinking of walking down the staircase nude when he said that?
I won't even address it.
Well, anyway, let's go on to the next piece that we're going to feature here. And this is Sophie's very own. It's called Bernardo's Dream.
I'd like to add who it's with.
Please.
This is together with a great pianist who is actually American. And his name is Guy Livingston, and he lives in Paris. And we recently did a recording of a few of my songs. And the way he plays my pieces were just made a lot of sense to me, both new and older recordings. I just wanted to mention his name, and he's more of an experimental classical player, which adds a sort of different kind of touch to them. And this is entitled Bernardo's Dream.
Okay, and did you say who's performing?
Yeah, Sophie Dunier and Guy Livingston, Bernardo's Dream.
Okay, here we go.
Life can be so beautiful and full of mystery, just like a rolling tale along the seashore, catching pictures full of life and music, and the sea, the stars, the thrill we always share with people. Well, there's he always shared with people where the soul has never been before. Far from the shore, he traveled within the snap of a moment. Now your heirs will do a star, he's somewhere beyond the star, shining so intense upon your soul, bright sea.
Bernardo's Dream, composed and sung by our guest Sophie Dunier. And let's talk about your singing. You have an extremely interesting style, it seems to me. How did that develop, if you can?
Well, I started out singing pop when I was 15. After that, I entered Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I got into jazz, both composition and singing. But I realized in order to express myself the way I wanted to, I had to write my own songs. So I was looking for the intervals and the harmonies I need to be able to express myself. But I guess we all do that. So my style, you say it's interesting?
Yeah, I find it very interesting. It seems
why
I just think it's this. Let me just ask you this, which will reveal my ignorance to everybody who already knows it anyway. Mm-hmm. Would you call your singing an angular style of singing, your vocals?
Well, the field where I am, how do you say it? It's like the intervals I sing are angular, but my style, yes, it could be angular. True. I mean, I have a lot of different influences. I've been singing jazz. I've been singing contemporary music. I've been singing world music. I like to crack the voice. I like to play with a lot of dynamics, very soft, very strong, a lot of contrast. But I believe contrast, it's all about contrast for me.
Well, it's about experimenting too, mm-hmm. It seems to me. And that's one of the things that I think that really draws me to your music is that you're not afraid. And
No, I prefer to take risks and maybe possibly make a mistake. I like to sing in high sections because if it comes out good, it comes out really great. Then, of course, you can, you know, fall. But that's worth the trip, I think, because singing in extreme, uncomfortable areas could also give a beautiful creative result. So you just have to go there and try it out because that's the way you get to higher altitudes, I would say.
I think you're 100% correct, and I think that's what's interesting about live performances is that you don't get a second chance while you're while you're on stage, and even Pavarotti occasionally didn't quite hit that A over A or whatever it was that you know he did, but I just find it fascinating, and I am attracted to what you do. Partly because you're not afraid to take chances, and most of the time, all the time so far that I've heard, they work. So it's really great. So okay, now what would be your pleasure now? Do you want to do another number with Dominic?
Or yes, we're going to continue another number, me and Dominic, sure. Right now.
Okay, why don't you take the thank you while they're busy setting up outside and. And Eric is reminding me that I should pot down on the mic that they are about to use so that while he is dismembering it and bringing it into the other room, the audience doesn't have to listen to what's going on. But just a reminder that our guests today are Sophie Dunair, D-U-N-E, acute R, singer, songwriter, composer, arranger, visual artist from Sweden, and we're going to get into that because she's actually brought some photos of some of her paintings, and she, this is a very, very interesting individual. She really does a great deal. So we're going to get into a little bit of that and talk about what she does. And okay, they're warming up out there. You might be able to hear them. And as soon as they give me the okay, I'm going to pot up and we will hear them singing and playing. That's what it's all about, after all. So you'll have to excuse us a little bit here because there's no way of communicating directly to them.
His soul into a tenor saxophone. He had a way of talking, it was language all his own. Life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what is feeling. Well, someone might have told you Lester Young is out of style, but now I'm here to tell you what is happening right now. Life's story. Ooh.
Wow. Sophie Dunér, our guest from Sweden, provided the vocals. And Dominic Duval, our guest from the city, provided the bass. And the result, electrifying, in my opinion. And let's see if we can get their attention and find out what they just sang. So... So are they going to do another number now? Okay, they're going to do another number, and maybe afterwards they'll tell us what they did.
Just hope it will land on my ass. You got no vast goods of bells, who's the one getting dizzy?
Well, I jumped the gun a little bit there, practicing up, getting into the the mood, and they'll give us the sign as soon as they're ready to perform.
Okay.
Weird key.
Right. When do we start?
You.
You ain't got nothing else to build the goods to sell. Okay, one, two. One, two, three. I ain't got no fancy bills or goods to sell. Ask me who I'm talking about and I'll tell you. Who's the one that gets dizzy and turned around all upside down? Who has got me in a dizzy? You know who, I mean you. Who has fired this emotion of sound going round and round? Motivated misdevotion. You know who, I mean you. I mean you, you did the dirt. I mean you, one look and I got hurt. Yeah, you would've known me, and I'm glad I sure ain't mad. Who's the one's got me easy? You know who, I mean you.
Sophie Dunér singing, Dominic Duval playing the bass. And looks like they're getting ready to do another one. One more, they said. Okay, here we go.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life. To get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had said in sullen gray faces with distinct traces that used to be there. You could see where they've been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Along with the opening song to tempt me to madness. Oh, time with the sadness of the great love for me. Oh, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. And only last year, everything seemed so fine.
spite of it, I'll forget you, I will, unless you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll such a lush life in some small dive, and while I fret with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
Wow. That was really something. Now, if I can catch their attention, they may come in. Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring a mic in with you, Will. Okay? Yeah, they're coming in. It's the way we're set up, it's just a little difficult to communicate because they're in Studio B and I'm not. But tell us what you just, what the two numbers that you just sang and played, performed.
Well, actually, we did three numbers.
Okay.
The short one was by Thelonious Monk, I mean you. The second one.
Charles Mingus.
Yep. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and this last one was one of my all-time favorite that I have many recordings of in different with different people, Lush Life.
It's a Billy Strayhorn.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorites too. I have to admit that. Well, everything you played was my favorite, so that certainly worked out for me.
Well, you got a lot of favorites.
Why not? Yeah. You only live once.
That's the name of a movie.
That's probably true. Is that a James Bond movie?
Correct.
How do you like that? I remembered something. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's really amazing. A reminder.
Yeah, but I'd just like to say hello to a friend of mine.
Go right ahead.
Marissa, and she's listening in all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I just want to say hi, thinking about you.
And it's probably colder there than it is here right now, from what I understand. So, anyway, okay. Just a reminder that Sophie Dunier is our singer and our composer and songwriter and arranger. Dominic Duval plays a wicked bass, and together they make music, and that's what it's all about. And I'm just going to take a quick break here and remind our listeners of this. WJFF's on-air spring pledge drive starts Thursday, April 4th, and you can help us keep it short. If you've received our appeal in your mail, please consider making your pledge today. You can also pledge online at our secure website, wjffradio.org. Just click the Yes, I'll Pledge button on the homepage. WJFF needs your support now more than ever. Make your pledge today and keep community radio strong. And that was a familiar voice that I did not expect to hear this time around. But there it is. And one more.
WJFF presents Foodstock. It's the biggest food event of the season, with over 50 farmers, food producers, restaurants, and wineries offering tastes of their very best. Foodstock happens Saturday, May 11th, from 11 to 3 in the tennis building of the Villa Roma in Calicoon. Tickets in advance are $20, $15 without wine. Call WJFF at 845-482-4141 and get your tickets for Foodstock today.
Okay, now I think we're going to go on to the next part of this. And before we listen to some more of Sophie's music. Sophie, I just wanted to ask you if you'd talk a little bit about one of your many other lives or careers, and that is the fact that you are an artist, and I guess you paint.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I've been painting my whole life, but I never went to school for it. But it's another way of expressing myself. I have fun with it. I produce a lot of paintings every day. It's just like eating.
Well, that's...
And I make people excited about it, so I guess I'm in the right track with that.
I guess.
And it helps me to compose, because it's all about lines. I get a lot of inspiration from my paintings. I run around at museums all the time. I'm really obsessed about it. And it creates so many new ideas for lines when I compose. It's incredible. It opens up a whole new world. And it's true, really. So it's kind of enhancers. The art enhances the music, and music enhances the art.
Have you... I should have done some more homework here, but have you ever actually composed music to a particular piece of art? There are composers who have favorite artists, and they do compose to them. I wondered if you ever had.
No.
No. Okay. So you use this as general inspiration of some sort.
And well, I mean, I am using it with my music. In the fall, there will be an art book by an art gallerist who will give out a DVD book with 25 different. No, sorry, that was a lot. 13 different visual artists, and I will be one of them. And also, my music will be in combination with this book. So that's an audiovisual project that I'm pretty excited about, which has to do with my art as well as my music, you know. So, and then I have made videos of my art and music together. I sort of have done it for performances as well. It enhances the lyrics. A lot of the characters in my songs appear in my art as well, so I end up thinking that I know them all. They all become illusional friends.
Well, you know what they say. I guess they say that they become the creator's babies after a while, to a certain extent. So, whatever.
They are.
They are, right?
Already they are.
Well, why not?
Yes.
Why not, indeed? Well, you know, I really find this very interesting, and I find that both of you very interesting individuals, because you have something that I don't have. It's called talent, and you guys are very talented, and it's really fun to listen to what you're doing. And I'm really glad that you were able to.
You have a lot of talent, Gandalf,
in many
other areas that I don't, you know. Please don't say that.
Nothing.
I'd like to just make one comment. We're talking about jazz and the elements of jazz, some sort of fusion going on. Jazz, the only element that makes jazz is improvisation. There is no other music on the planet that actually incorporates improvisation as part of the music. There are melodies that are played, and then they're played exactly as they're written, and then there are people who improvise over spaces and some music, but very rarely or hardly, not at all, is music developed in a way that doesn't really have that many boundaries. It's the only freedom left on this planet where people could go, where they can actually do something that is totally their own. And that's what jazz is.
All right, I'll buy that. There are some classical composers who actually allow a certain amount of freedom that would not have been allowed 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but not many.
Well, freedom is one thing, but in the classical world, freedom has got to do with discipline and has to do with playing within side of a framework, whether it be in the Allegro Sonata form or any other form that you decided to take. But there's really no freedom in terms of how a piece is interpreted. That is completely under the auspice and direction of the composer, and it was meant to be that way.
Well, and so it turned out. So, a reminder that our guests today are Sophie Dunaire, who you've heard sing and whose music you've been listening to, and Dominic Duval, who hasn't offered to sing yet, but he plays a mean bass, and I guess we're going to have to be satisfied.
Live free. Live free. Play jazz.
So, okay, let's go on to something. Sophie, what do you want to do next?
I would like to do a track from my upcoming release, City of My Soul, and we're going to do a piece now called The City of My Dreams.
Okay, that is track number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just make sure.
I've been with this piece for many years now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I like to make versions of my music. Like the painter Matisse did several versions of his art. You know, one with colors, one without colors, one with little slightly rearranged shapes. It's like reharms of paintings. Reharms. It could be reharms of people. Well, the reharm is you change the harmonies of a piece. You change the harmony of a piece, you know. But I like to dress my pieces with just different instrumentations, piano or string quartet or bass, you know. Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking of having a bass to my string quartet. To make it move better.
Well,
yep.
You heard. You said it here.
Open it up.
Open it up. Absolutely.
No, this is The City of My Dreams, performed by Sophie Denier and the Calino Quartet.
Okay. And I have this set on 5. Okay. We're ready to go. Here we go. That was, excuse me, a piece by our guest Sophie Dunaire called The City of My Dreams, which is on a CD that is about to be released tomorrow. Is that right? Called
The City. That's correct.
The City of My Soul.
City of My Soul, Big Round Records,
mm-hmm.
Parma now, Recordings.
Okay. And you have another City of My Dreams also? Is that what the other one is called?
Well, that was the previous CD was entitled The City of My Dreams.
So
the new one makes sense to call it The City of My Soul.
No, right. I was just thinking of the fact that you included a piece in here called The City of My Dreams,
yep.
And I wondered if that was kind of a reflection or reflective piece because of that ties them in a way
together.
Well,
it's all linked together, obviously. Yes.
Well, I'm interested. I'm interested in things that I suppose I should know more about than I do. But so tell us, this is going to be released tomorrow, mm-hmm. and by Big Round Records.
Yes.
And under Jazz Classical Crossover.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, it is interesting. And what does enhanced CD mean? That's what they said the format is. Do you know what that means?
Oh, that means that you will be able to study scores and, once you play the CD on the computer, you will be able to see how I did it.
Aha. Yeah. Okay. Now I understand that, and I should have guessed that. Mm-hmm. I'm just not very hip or hep or whatever.
There's a lot of new stuff going on. Keep track on.
that, however, is actually not a new thing because they've had that's been done before, mm-hmm. and I just should have realized it, but I didn't. And so, let's see. Let's go on to. Let's see. What is that? Red. Red Sailor Girl. Now, the question is, do I have this set up here? Let me just look. I'll be able to tell in a second if this is the right. Yes, it is. Okay.
No, this is with Guy, the piano CD.
I'm sorry. I'm not following you yet.
Yes, piano CD?
That's the one that you gave me, and I can tell. That's why I wanted to go beforehand. I wanted to see how long they were, because this is. Oh wait. I'm wrong here. Let's see if this is right. Yes. Okay. That's the same amount of minutes and seconds. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Red Sailor Girl. What can you tell us something about the name?
Yeah, this is actually a piece that is inspired from one of my paintings. She has several names: Red Sailor Girl or Girl by the Sea. They're kind of inspire each other, and I made several versions of these pieces as well. And it's also on the new string quartet CD, and I made another version with Guy in Paris. And there's also a solo in it made by myself. So this is, Red Sailor Girl, performed by Sophie Dunier and Guy Livingston.
Here we go.
She's a sailor girl under colored stars shining through the black night overnight. I get the blues, is she waiting for a lover lonely down by the shore? Starry eyes through the black of night. There's this little red sailor girl. What she seems, she's a different girl than Gia Bithubi. Oh yeah, she's got a nerve, and she does deserve to be captain of the ship that takes her to the moon. But is she waiting for a lover lonely down by the shore? Starry eyes through the black of night, this is little red sailor girl. Sailor girl's drifting away over the seas and astray. Sailor girl, she's alone. Sailor girl, she's in her own. Reader girl hangs on the wall, painted by a lover's hands. Reader girl, she might just fall.
I'm really, really not supposed to tell you.
Okay. We've just heard Red Sailor Girl, composed and performed by our guest, Sophie Dunier, and the pianist, my memory is just awful.
Guy Livingston.
You'd think I could remember something like that, but no, it just doesn't seem possible for some reason or other. I can't help thinking back to last night when we were talking about colors, and especially the color red, which, you know, I told you that Modu, who was one of the students who was with us last night, and loves the color red. It's like his favorite color, and Jabir also loves the color red. It's kind of interesting. So why the color red? Any particular reason? Or
I never wear it.
I know. That's
but
why
I use it in my painting a lot. It just happened to be that way.
I noticed that you showed me one of your a photo of one of your paintings, and the red just, you know, stood
out. No, I think it possibly has to do with a friend of mine who works on a ship, and she always used to wear a lot of red. So maybe I was thinking of her as well, Red Sailor Girl. Sort of unconsciously dedicated to friends, you know, when we make art or music, comes up a lot of personalities that we have encountered during our lives, I believe.
I'm sure that, and we don't always know why, and maybe that's just as well. But I happen to love the color red, too. I don't wear it much anymore because I don't know why. I just don't have much red. But we have to just do a little business here for a second, and then we will be back.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Crystal Run Village, services and advocacy for people living with intellectual disabilities and spectrum disorders, crvi.org, and from Van Gorder's Furniture, with showrooms in historic downtown Honesdale and scenic Lake Wallenpaupack, on the web at vangorders.com.
And a reminder that you are listening to Monday Afternoon Classics with Gandalf. It's just about 1 o'clock, and the temperature outside our studio has gone up to a blazing 46 degrees, which the weather map refuses to admit. Still says it's going to be a high of 37, but we know better. So I'm sure all of us out around here are hoping for warmer weather. And a reminder, this is 90.5 FM, WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH Monticello, New York, streaming online at wjffradio.org.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Delaware Valley Opera, celebrating 26 years of bringing great music to the Delaware Valley. Complete information at DelawareValleyOpera.org.
Okay, and we're going to go into our second hour, and a reminder that we have two guests here today, Sophie Dunier, who has come to the United States from Sweden, her home country, and she's come here for a couple of reasons. One of them, I am pleased and proud to say, was to be on Monday Afternoon Classics with Gandalf. I think that is just high praise, and from you, and I really appreciate your having taken the time, because it did take you out of the way, geographically speaking, and I'm just delighted. And with her today is her friend and a superb bass player, Dominic Duval, who drove up from the city today. And that's another whole story. It's probably worth a short story, I think. If I were talented, I would write it, but I'm not. So anyway, here we are. And I always defer to a talented, not to mention beautiful, guest. So I know. I'm not supposed to say that, but I did.
Flattering
today.
Me. more. Save more.
So, what's next, Sophie?
Well, I was thinking that actually I told you to play a piece now, but we're going to wait with that. And okay. I'm going to go in the studio again. And
okay.
We're going to do a bossa nova composed by Bruno Martino.
Yes.
And it's called Estate.
All right.
I've sung this song many times, various times, and so here we go.
Okay, we are about to hear a bossa nova performed by Sophie Dunaire and Dominic Duval, our guests today. And they'll be with us in just a second. They're doing their warm-ups right now, just the way that they do when they are performing at Carnegie Hall or wherever. So as soon as they signal, we will pot up and we will hear some more great music performed live. Exciting. On WJFF, Monday Afternoon Classics with Gandalf. So... they're having, I think, a little conversation about, I don't know, probably not what key they're going to play it in, but something that's important. So, okay. All right. I've just been told that they were going to do Caravan, which is quite a different song from what I had previously announced, but that's fine. We'll enjoy this very much. Okay. Just... bear with us for a minute while they change tracks and get on Caravan. I just want to I remind our listeners that I'm sitting in the booth, the broadcast booth, and they are out in Studio B, and so I have to sort of look for visual cues here, and hopefully they will be ready in just a minute or two.
Stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep across my shoulder as we creep across the sun, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Across the sun's wide speed, these memory of a caravan. Baby,
the mystery of her fading light that shines upon our careless sleep. Across my shoulder as we speak, across the sands so I may keep this very silver caravan. You are so inviting, resting in my arms is a thrill, is a thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the flow, my dream of love is coming true. Within a desert caravan, within a desert caravan, within a desert caravan, within a desert caravan.
Okay, that was Sophie Dunier and Dominic Duval performing Caravan, and what a performance that was. And while I'm thinking about this, I want to say hello to my students at Sullivan Correctional who may be listening to the program today, and I hope you're enjoying it, and we'll get to talk about it the next time that we meet. So, anyway, let's see what they're going to do next, because it's always a surprise to me, and it's always good, and it's always a lot of fun. And I think maybe while we're, let's see, Sophie. So you got to get that. Okay, we're doing a piece again from The City of My Soul, Sophie Dunier and the Calino Quartet, which is being released tomorrow. And this is a piece that is called Aurora. And Dominic, did you want to say something? You looked like you were chopping on the bit. Go ahead, you deserve to.
That the Caravan was from one of the Ellington catalog. Everybody knows who Duke Ellington is, I hope. If they don't, they should. The music we played was kind of within the realm of jazz and kind of improvised, and we didn't rehearse any of this music, so everything is really extemporaneous.
Yep.
Right off the top. So there's going to be a lot of mistakes and a lot of fun, and that's what we're all about.
You know what? If it sounds good, it is good, and it sounded good.
Thank you. Just keep that in mind.
I don't know any. Look, I'm the last person that I know of who is going to complain about mistakes, even if I noticed them. So you certainly do not have to explain or apologize.
I'm not explaining. It was great. Maybe something off your album, right?
Yeah, we're going to do that, and then we'll get back to
Aurora.
Both of you. We're going to do. Tell us a little bit about Aurora.
Aurora is a piece I actually composed. It's about my niece, and it's kind of talking about contrasts here again. You know, sometimes these small creatures who look like little angels can say pretty funny stuff, you know, things that you would never expect them to say, and that's what this song is about. You know, sometimes an appearance can lie. Everything can be vice versa in this life. So I'm sort of playing around about that. With this song. It's actually dedicated to her.
All right. Well, you know, out of the mouths of babes.
It's dedicated to her, and her real name is Clara.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. And who is you are performing this, and who else?
The Calino String Quartet.
I said that. Quartet. You see what happens when you get to be a certain age? You can't remember what you're saying when you're saying
it. I don't see what happens.
Again. Just wait.
Silently whispering in my sleep.
things are not what they seem to be. Drunks and children give you once. She walks like an angel, rides home soft and sweet. Words come so easy, sweet talks from Esther Reed. She sends across the islands wearing flowers in her hair. Nice little girl, you will trust her.
That was Aurora, and it is from our guest Sophie Dunier's newest album, which is coming out tomorrow, called The City of My Soul. And what a beautiful piece that is. What a beautiful... Oh, they're doing something behind my back. I have no idea what they're doing, but I'm sure... Is this going to be live? Can you hear me? Okay. It's going to be live. What is it?
At Last.
At Last. Okay. Here we go.
Who wrote it? Don't know.
Okay. Unknown composer. Okay.
We'll look it up for you later. You want to do it in D?
At Last.
Ready.
It lay. In clover. The night I have looked at you,
can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I never knew. You smiled, you smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at last. Dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I never know. You smiled, you smiled, and then that spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you were mine at last.
Okay. Come in and tell us about what you just played, if you will. Thanks. Okay. What did you just play? I had a phone call.
We just played At Last.
At Last. Okay.
We don't know who the composer is. So if somebody's out there and knows who the composer is, call it in and let us know, and we'll make the mark.
Okay.
I first heard that tune in 1961. I think I was 15 at the time, maybe. I don't even know, maybe 12 or so. And I bought the 45 for 79 cents. And wore it out and had to buy another one. That's how much I like that song.
It's interesting.
And you, by the way, you did a great version. That was
Thank
great.
You.
I'm sorry we didn't have time to even talk about it. It just went by so fast.
But I think it worked out excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
You guys are good. And by the way, while you were out there, I had a phone call from another bass player who just thinks that this is a fabulous show that you guys are putting on. So
wonderful.
That was good.
That's great.
That was very good.
Great.
And okay. What are we doing next?
We're doing next a piece from the CD again called Hey Doctor.
Oh, I like
to play Hey Doctor.
Like
that's a Hendrick one.
Okay, and that is... Okay, so that's number six. Hey, Doctor, tell us about this, please.
Well, yeah, you want to talk about the lyrics or the song or...
As long as you don't get me kicked off the air.
You know, that tune reminds me of...
reminds
me of... I'm not going to say.
Okay. that piece... I was always excited about the sound of the string quartet. I've been excited about that for 20 years. So when I did this recording, I was kind of like I wrote in the on the CD cover line, whatever you call it, inside the booklet, that my obsession with recording for strings came to an end. I really love all the colors that you can achieve, you know, from them putting them together, because they would play all the colors that I want. And I particularly like rhythm on top of it, you know, in combination with this. So I wrote something that, you know, I was looking for that kind of energy at that time, and it turned out to be Hey Doctor, which is pretty sort of ironic lyrics about how you can change your boyfriend around if you want, you know, make a reharm of him. Do you know what that is? No, it's kind of it's satire, you know. I have a lot of funny lyrics, so it kind of adds to the seriousness of things sometimes. You need a balance.
Okay, and this is, let me just make sure I get the right track on this. This is in document 6. Make sure that I've got the right one, and I do. And we're going to hear Hey Doctor, performed by our guest, Sophie Dunier, on her Tomorrow to be Released new CD, The City of
Doctor, can you make it not pretend? Hey, you doctor, I don't want to play this game. Hey, you doctor, can you fix his little brain? Hey, you doctor, give him nails to my tooth. Hey, doctor, tell me. Do me a friend.
Okay, and if my memory is correct, that was just "Hey Doctor," is that right? Is that what we just
correct.
Did? What a memory. And it was performed by the Colino Quartet, and our guest, one of our guests, I should say, Sophie Dunaire, who composed this piece. It's on City of My Soul, coming out tomorrow. And the Colino Quartet comprises Sarah Sexton and Fenella Humphreys playing the violins, Rebecca Jones the viola, and Sarah McMahon the cello. So it's nice to give them put names to their their group, and they certainly do an interesting job. I think I'm not supposed to use that word, interesting. I've been told that I use it too many times.
I would, while you're mentioning the group members of the Colino Quartet, I would also like to thank and to mention the two producers' names. The session producer of this album is Michael Haas, and the executive producer is Bob Lord, and I would like to thank them both.
Okay. Now, what was the next one that you said we were going to do?
Silent Revolution,
and that's number 11. And let me make sure that I have this lined up on the right track. Here's track 11 and 357. So tell us a little bit about Silent Revolution, if you will.
Well, this is actually a piece that I used to do with bass only, talking about it, having Dominic next to me. Kind of a coincidence. I used to do it when I was living in Spain for many years, and I would do it in the jazz clubs there, just having an electric bass player, because I like to play with counter lines a lot. Sometimes you don't need more. One or two lines could be more than enough to make you express the music that you want. However, I've been doing this piece for a long time. I think I wrote it in 98 or so. And this is a new version of it that has appeared on several albums already. And it's more of a sort of a movie theme type of song, piece, ballad, whatever you call it. So here we go.
Okay, 1998, huh? When you were 11, right?
Yeah, right. Thanks for flattening. I was actually 5 at the time, but.
Okay, we're going to hear. Let me make sure that I've got that lined up. We're going to hear Silent Revolution.
This vile soul makes them laugh. It is outrageous. I've walked through the sunlight with the spirit of a fresh fight. I can feel my heart is right. Thinking of a new
okay, and that was Silent Revolution, performed by none other than Sophie Dunér, who is one of our two guests today. She's come here from Sweden, and this was one of the reasons she came. It was very, very flattering to us, and we're very happy that she did. And she sang that piece with the Calino Quartet, Sarah Sexton and Fenella Humphreys on the violins, Rebecca Jones the viola, and Sarah McMahon on the cello. And so, what's up next? Ah, yes, we're going to do a piece called Marionettes. Marionettes, and I won't mention what I thought you had written down there. I was wondering. I thought she had written man critters, and I was thinking to myself, what could that possibly mean? But it's kind of nice to read somebody whose handwriting is about as legible as mine, but she has an excuse this time. She said she was in a hurry, and I understand that. So, Marionettes, and who is performing this?
On this one, it's a version I made with Guy Livingston, the pianist, as well. Yeah.
Here we go.
Marry, 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 it's never will I marry a marionette. Marionettes are good to have in bed. Marionettes are good as long as they are in your head. They put you up, they put you down, like a puppet theater going round and round. Muppets and puppets and guys and dolls, don't push you around. Rainbows and moonbeams and elves and trolls, don't let them mess with your mind. Marionette.
girls and guys and dolls. Don't let them push you around. Rainbows and moonbeams and owls and trolls. Don't let them mess with your mind. Marionettes that like to turn you upside down. Marionettes wrap you up, they twist you right around. They make you smile, they make you cry. Up like a star, then you go down like the sun. Muppets and puppets and guys and dolls, all of them standing in line. Rainbows and moonbeams and owls and trolls, don't let them mess with your mind.
Well, the vocalist was, of course, Sophie Dunér, who was visiting us from Sweden, and the pianist was Guy Livingston. And together, they make pretty good music, it seems to me. I like that piece a lot. I definitely relate to that piece for a number of different reasons. And it looks to me, fans, I hope, that our duo is warming up for another piece.
It don't mean a thing.
It don't mean a thing. Here we go. As soon as they give me the upbeat, that's what you will be listening to. And I hope you're enjoying this. Right now, of course, they are warming up, and they will probably be giving me a signal at any moment that they are ready to play. Considering that they haven't performed together for a very long time, it seems to me that they're doing quite a wonderful job. So they're just ironing out a couple of... Okay, here we go.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do a 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 do a. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. Do what, 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 do what. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what.
mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. Do I, 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 do I. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Just give that right of everything you got. Ooh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Performed by Dominic Duval playing the bass and Sophie Dunair providing the vocals. Well, I hear more going on out there, so I'm wondering if we're about to have another duet. Yep, you may be able to hear her around the corner, as it were. I don't know what that piece was, but if I can capture their attention out there, maybe we'll find out. So that was performed by Sophie Dunair, vocals, Dominic Duval playing the bass, and let's see if I can get them to come in. Okay, All right. I apologize because I didn't realize when you started that you had started it. I thought you were warming up, and so the first couple of measures, I'm afraid, are not going to have been recorded very well. Anyway, we've got 10 minutes left, and tell me what you want to do now.
I would like to do The Rain in Spain.
Okay, and let me just see which one this is.
Number 17.
All right. And this, again, is from our guest, Sophie Dunair's Tomorrow to Be Released, The City of My Soul, The Rain in Spain.
Thank you. upon a time I was bigger than life. I had my coffee black with no milk. Then you saw me standing so high on that mountain. There you saw me falling. The curtain is closing. Oh, so
The Rain in Spain, written and performed by Sophie Dunaire, and that is on her soon-to-be-released tomorrow, The City of My Soul, Sophie Dunaire and the Colino Quartet. And, you know, I hate to say this, that we're actually about to run out of time in our program. We've just got a few minutes, so, anything that you want to add now, either one of you, please go ahead and do so. And I will give you the, when you absolutely have to stop, the chop.
Great. Well, before we run out of time completely, I would like to mention all the people involved in this project, and I'd like to thank them. So it's going to be a couple of names coming up now. The first one is thanks to the Colino Quartet, Sarah Sexton, Becky Jones, Sarah McMahon, and Fenella Humphreys. Michael Haas, producer, session producer, Neil Hutchinson, Tony Heimer, Ingvar Lokonodin, James Barney, Robert Amundsen. And I'd also like to thank the team up at Big Round Records, Parma Recordings, executive producer Bob Lord. Then I would like to thank the rest of the teams, Jeff Leroy, Sean Michaud, Britt Picknell, Ryan Harrison, John Upchurch, Rory Cooper. Thank you so much for making all this possible for me. And I would also like to thank Dominic Duval for driving all the way up here, standing to drive all the way up here just to perform with me. I feel we're going to drive back too, but I feel very honored to be playing with such a gifted musician. It has been a truly great experience. Thank you so much, Dominic. And I would also like to thank Guy Livingston, who was you heard some of the tracks with him on piano. And I would like to thank Gandalf and my family also, not to forget. That has been very supportive all those years. And Gandalf, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. You have already been extremely generous during the years, giving me a radio emissions for a long time. So I can only say thank you.
The pleasure, I assure you, Sophie, is mine. And I really appreciate the fact that you took time out of a trip to the United States to come up here. And I'm sure that your efforts were well appreciated by our listeners today. And Dominic, I owe you more than just a couple of thanks. In fact, I expect a bill any moment that will come from you.
Well,
or Dominic.
If you feel in your heart that you have to contribute to a worthy cause, please feel free to do so. I'd like to thank a few people myself. One is Slim for calling in and giving us the title, and I'm the composer to the title At Last. Knowing Slim, she just took it off the top of her head. She's in a walking encyclopedia of music, and jazz being her specialty. I'd like to thank all the people at CIMP Records who've been so supportive of my work all these years, and Sophie is also a recorder for that label. I'd like to just say hi to my kids who, whether they're not listening, they'll hear the MP3s later on, and my friend Marissa, who could not stream this this show, but I'll get her a copy of it, and let's see. I'd like to thank Sophie for her splendid work, and her, the idea to come up here was a joint effort, and I'm really happy to have done it. I wanted to work with this woman, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to do something shortly that'll be more lasting and certainly be available to a little wider group of people, and that's about it.
Well, you guys have done yeoman service today, as far as I'm concerned, and I know from the number of phone calls that we got that we had listeners out there who thought that that you were great. They thought that you were both great. So I thank you both. I hate to bring this to an end, but necessity drives me, and I've got to do it. So let's just see what I have to do here, and this is the first thing I have to do.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Delaware Valley Opera, celebrating 26 years of bringing great music to the Delaware Valley. Complete information at DelawareValleyOpera.org.
And a reminder that you are listening to WJFF. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH in Monticello, New York, streaming online at wjffradio.org. And I must add a thank you to Eric Schwartz, because without him, we would not have had this program today. He set it up, and thank you very, very much, Eric. And we are now about, let's see, it's just about a minute before 2, and we're about to go into the next program, which is the third hour of performance today. I hope I got this right.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from New Hope Community in Loch Sheldrake, enhancing the lives of people with intellectual and other developmental disabilities. NewHopeCommunity.org.
So, the temperature outside our studio is 46 degrees, and I believe that that's supposed to be basically the what the temperature is going to be during the day for the rest of the week. In the evening, it's going to go down into the mid-20s, and we are just about ready to go into performance today. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful week.